Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. So Maria has asked, if you had to choose between two dresses, the first one ticks all your boxes as far as fit, style and quality, but is an unflattering colour. The second one is an ideal value in colours, but unflattering shape for your body type. Which one would you choose? Not doing any alterations or lots of accessorizing or changing the colour or wear what I want personality. So colour or fit? I would say I wouldn't wear either of them. I would never buy either of them. If the only two dresses that I had an option for, neither of them worked. So if you have got the wrong colour, it's going to make you look ill. And so it doesn't matter how great the style is, if the colour is really unflattering for you, you will look ill all the time and people ask you if you're okay. You'll look washed out, you'll look tired, you'll look pale. So all those sorts of things. Now, if the colour is right, but the style is wrong, this one I'd go, but if you feel it's unflattering on, you're not going to feel good wearing it. And that's often more an internal feeling, that I don't feel good wearing it because it's unflattering. And so if you're not prepared to do the alterations required to make it work, if that would be possible, then I would not buy it. So either you can buy the wrong colour and dye it to a good colour, you can buy the right colour and alter it to make it fit, or just don't buy it. So generally my recommendations are, I mean, there's a million things out there. Something better will come along. Don't waste your money on stuff that you don't rate an 8 or 9 or 10 out of 10. So that is really my criteria, that if it's not great, don't buy it. Don't feel like that you're limited to just, you know, I have to buy something, so I'm going to buy the lesser of two evils. There is no good option there. So I would say just don't buy it. Don't buy something that is not great. There's just no point. Save your money, because when something great does come along, then you'll have the money to buy it. So don't know if you're expecting that, but there you go. That is my advice. Catherine said, how to choose prints in general I am struggling with, particularly if they may not be around, but generally when we're choosing prints. So some tips on choosing prints would be, number one, it needs to relate to your personality, so who you are. Will express something about the kind of prints you love. I always find with prints, you've got to love them. They've got to be something that really speaks to you. If you don't love the print, don't buy it. Now, you'll generally find, what I tend to find is that there are people who are animal print people, there are people who are floral people, there are people who are maybe stripes and checks people, and then there's the more abstract sort of prints. So if we kind of, you know, like just look at those as examples, that you'll find that a leopard print person may not be a floral person. So it is one of those things, I go, figure out what kind of prints you are actually naturally drawn to. I know for myself, the major prints I have in my wardrobe and the ones I love the most are in what I call the floral or nature-based category. So they're either flowers or, you know, plants, or they are butterflies, dragonflies, birds, kind of nature-based. So that is, for me, kind of, they're the kind of prints I like. But I don't, just because I like a floral doesn't mean I love every floral. Even then, within that, it means that, you know, there are certain styles that I do like. And just because it's butterfly on it doesn't mean I like it. There are certain styles of things I like. I like more watercolory than cartoony. So, you know, those sort of aspects also come into, you know, the approach to prints, what kind of print they are. So there is that sort of stuff when you are thinking about, so you've got that, what kind of prints do I really like? And I know some people, they just love their stripes. I don't mind the occasional stripe, but it's not my favourite print. But, you know, other people love them, and that's great. And abstract prints as well. I have a few abstract prints, but often my abstract prints kind of look a bit more floral, or they're more related to those sorts of shapes, is where I notice that as well. Or they're more artistic. It feels like a bit more painted or something like that. So, you know, like you can look at different sorts of prints and go, well, what prints, you know, do I love? And this could be something that if you want to kind of figure out what kind of prints you really love, just go into something like Pinterest, put in the search bar prints and patterns on fabric and just see what comes up and start, you know, like make a board full of different prints that you are really attracted to. And then once you've got 20 or 30 items like on that board, you'll start to go, oh, I really like this sort of print. And that's going to give you a what kind of print you really love, because you've got to, you want to have it for a while in your wardrobe. I found if you don't really love the print, then the garment very quickly becomes one that you are less keen to wear. And I think if we want to be more conscious with our shopping, like I wouldn't buy one of those two dresses, then I wouldn't also buy a print that wasn't something that I was naturally drawn to and love. Then I will be looking at things like colours of prints. Are the colours in my colour palette, do they relate to my colouring? That would be another aspect of the print that I would be looking at. So thinking about the style, that the colours are good for me. The background of the print needs to be in my ideal value, which is the darkness or lightness of your hair. So for me, I need a light background print. When I had the black hair, I needed a dark background print. And you might find if you've got in the middle hair, medium value hair, kind of a dark blonde or a light brown, you'd go for a medium value background of your print. So that is another thing you would be thinking about, like what is the background of the print? And then there's the element of scale. So when we think about scale, large things make something look smaller. Small itty bitty things make something look larger. So this relates to your overall body scale. So if you are very tall, then you can go for a larger scale print. If you are petite, you'll want to go for a smaller scale print. If you're in between, go for medium scale. Of course, things like the contrast of the print also relates to your colouring and your colour and value contrast, whether it's a high value contrast, a low value contrast, a high or low colour contrast, all those things come into it. And of course, we go deep into this, and I've got a beautiful colour masterclass you can get, which goes right into what you are looking for you. Plus also do that in my 7 Steps to Style program. So if you're kind of like, and I've got lots of blog posts about colour and value contrast and picking prints and all sorts of things as well on the blog. So, you know, there's all these different elements, and I can see why you go, when you start to list them all out, it can get a little bit overwhelming of how to choose a print. But I really start with what do you love, and then it's, you know, does it work for me? Does it work with me? Does it relate to me? And there's also things like what we call related shapes. So this is following the design lines that we have in our face, whether you're more angular or more curved, or maybe you're a combination, and then the print either may be more angular, more curved, or a combination of those sort of lines, curves and angles. And that's also another relationship we are looking at. It's kind of one of the principles of coordination. So we're coordinating the prints to ourselves. So they are all different aspects of prints, just to kind of start you or thinking about what kind of prints you might be looking for. Because I know it can be hard. And if what you love isn't currently out there, just don't worry about it. Because honestly, the speed at which fashion trends change, just because there's something not there now doesn't mean that there's not something in the future for you just around the corner, because honestly, everything changes so quickly. Okay, last question comes from Jan. My biggest style problem is that I wear a variety of colours, which limits my ability to mix and match items on a limited budget. So I would say, Jan, your biggest problem is not that you like to wear different colours. It's that you aren't choosing different colours from within the same sort of colour grouping or colour palette. I like to wear many colours of the rainbow. I just need them to relate to each other, so they really work very easily together. And this is where having a colour analysis allows you to very easily build a colourful wardrobe full of clothes that actually are cohesive and work together. Rather than just getting any old colour that happens to be out there. So I would say that one of the things maybe to look at is what are the right colour properties for you, and therefore which of the colours have you got? Actually, you'll find that a bunch of them may work together. But it is thinking about things like that it's much easier to mix colours, and you'll see this in interior decorating, of a similar value, so a similar lightness or darkness, or like any sort of colours that have the same sort of colour properties. So, you know, we think about it, if I'm going to do the room in pastels, everything is a pastel. I don't put a pastel with a bright colour, with a muted colour, with a dark colour. I put pastels together, or I'm going to do an all brights, or I'm going to do an all deep and moody. So it's thinking about those colors have those same qualities, and then they mix and match really easily together. I can show you this very quickly if I just grab a swatch here. So for example, if I choose a light color, let me just show you some examples here. It's very easy to then find many other colors which go very well together. For example, here is a range of colors that all work really well together because they all have likeness. They are all light, milky, tinted, highly tinted colors. They go really well together. So you can mix and match lots of colors together very easily if you are working within that sort of thing with a palette. A completely different palette. I could go for, you know, colors with a bit more intensity, and these ones are warm instead of being cool. And what I can, you know, do very easily is to also pick out another range of colors that work very easily together because they have related color properties. So this is where, when you are choosing colors, you're really looking for relationships between the colors. The colors have three properties. They have the value, so that is how light or dark the color is. They have the intensity, that is how bright or muted the colors. And they have the undertone, so that's how warm or cool the color is. So when you have the same three properties for each of the colors, they will naturally work together. What doesn't work is, you know, if I try to mix you know, these colors with these colors. Let me just show you this. So even this whole palette, you can see the palette, they work together. And in this palette, they work together. But I would not want to mix and match these ones with these ones because they don't work together. It's like they clash terribly. And it's because they're very unrelated colors. So that is really one of those things to think about, is what is the relationship between the colors and do all the colors go together? So I'd say that, you know, particularly when you have a limited budget, getting yourself a color analysis, getting a palette means you can actually build a wardrobe full of clothes that work together, so you need less clothes to create more outfits. So even though you might look at it as a cost, it's actually an investment because you will stop having this kind of I find it very difficult issue, and you'll also make your wardrobe work much harder, and you actually need way less clothes because the colors all naturally work together. So thank you for your questions. I will put some links in here for you for a little bit of further reading. And of course, head over to the blog if you want to know more about the Color Masterclass or Seven Steps to Style, where you get a color analysis, where I also do just online color analysis. And I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.